Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This room is abuzz with this whole thing, so we just want you to know, in about 30 minutes, we'll have one of those code words.
For Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Act like you would, like all you've been thinking about all day. You keep writing the number 13 down, you write 3-1 and turn it upside
down.
That's
why she didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah, I'm not busy.
Okay.
I'm thinking about 10 p.m.
Taylor,
tonight.
Taylor. Her movie is out this weekend. We have a whole theater, the Arapahoe Crossing 16.
Yep.
10 a.m. Saturday. Mm-hmm. You can win a 4-pack of tickets coming up in 30 minutes with a code word. This is a weird thing that was on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are. So you just got to say something. And then we want people to call in and you say something and we'll go, oh, wow.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that is.
Like, I was born in this year.
Yeah.
Don't give it away.
I was born in 98. Okay, well, that's not, but right. It's like, I was the television remote amounts of old.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, like you had to get
I was
up.
The remote.
Right.
Change it to 4.
Right.
Poom, poom, poom. Walk, sit down.
Right. Oh my God.
I was the remote.
Okay.
I do not want you to guess my age.
Right. No one call in and guess his age.
But I mean, that was a thing. You got, by the time you were born, like I remember eventually there was a remote, but it had a cord.
Oh, so
then it's just in the middle.
Right.
And then you're tripping over. It's just like a big, long. It was not.
Did you have color TV your whole life? Oh my gosh. I genuinely don't know.
I didn't. We had black and white TVs for a while.
What?
Growing up.
TVs would be,
yeah.
Like we had a little portable
tiny,
TV
yeah.
that was black and white with a VCR
yeah.
attached to it on the bottom.
Yeah. My parents had like a little one in their bedroom. I remember watching Saved by the Bell in the mornings in black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, do you remember how Wizard of Oz starts black and white and then it goes to color?
Yeah.
That movie was made in 1939, okay? Color has been around. How old do you think I am?
Yes, sir.
What? Did you have the internet? Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to go?
Yeah, I had one.
Oh,
okay.
I'm of the Rugrats generation.
Oh, that's a good one.
With the orange,
I am Reptar.
With the orange cassette or the orange
yes.
movie.
Rugrats Go to Paris.
VHS, yeah.
Yes.
That used to be my favorite. I remember sitting on top of my dad's Isuzu at the Cinderella Drive-In watching that.
What's...
An Isuzu? You don't know what that is?
No.
They built them out of the Honda factory, but yeah.
Yeah. That's Angie's dad used to have one too.
Really?
Yeah. And they would always put the back down.
Yeah.
And that's weird.
Rugrats missed both me and my children. That's right
exactly.
in the middle. But weirdly, when you said orange VHS, I remember that being at my friends' houses.
Yeah.
You can see it.
You go over and their little siblings would...
Was it all Nickelodeon stuff was on those orange?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it was all? Stuff, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know either.
And I think then they also had slime green ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt you two from getting yours in there, but there was one on this Reddit thread that I think we need to discuss because I don't think this existed. It says, I remember there was... lobster tanks at Walmart. And I am older than everyone in the room. I've shopped at Walmart. That never happened. That's not
did.
A real
yeah.
thing.
It took me a while to remember it, but yes, absolutely.
There is no Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where people wear pajamas to shop.
Yeah.
Lobster takes like to buy lobster.
Yeah. They were live lobsters. And they would have the rubber bands around the claws. It was like a circular. Yeah.
At Walmart.
And pretty low to the ground.
Yeah.
Not behind the butcher. It was just in the middle.
The butcher of Walmart. Yeah.
It's like you go back by the bakery and it's just there.
Well, this whole thing is.
It's not behind a person. It's just a round thing in the middle of like.
Round?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
And you would go in and look at the lobsters.
I remember, yeah, because shopping at Walmart when I was little, and I remember I was scared of them. They were very scary. Yeah. I was afraid they were going to come out of the tank, but I'd have to like challenge myself to go up and look at them.
And then did you ever buy one and eat one, or did you?
We bought one once when we were in high school, I think. We didn't eat it though. I don't.
Then what did you buy it for?
You know,
a pet.
I don't know.
Did you torture it?
No, we didn't. No, torture. Define torture. Really?
Did you put it in?
Tortured.
No. Did you put it in fresh water?
No, I think we put it in water. Like we did. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was like
salt water.
Group of boys on a Friday night. That's what we did. We bought a lobster, and I think we tried to put it in water and not the right water, and it just didn't. I think his parents ended up eating it, so it went to
the lobster's parents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend it.
This is how this is going to work. You're going to call us and you're going to tell us this is how old I am. Like, but don't just give us a phrase like I remember lobster tanks. Right. I remember Zima. Like if you're this, and then we're going to try. I mean, we'll talk about it, but we also maybe want to try to guess your age.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, if you've got I'm this old, say how old you are without saying how old you are. We want to talk to you right now. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I am of the age that after school, I was allowed to get on the internet for 15 minutes.
That's a good one. And it went.
Yep. And I remember my friend who had the second phone line. Are you kidding me? Yeah. A Rockefeller?
We had the second phone line.
What?
Because I was on it so much.
Ooh. Wow. What were you doing?
Nothing. I meant nothing.
I'm so nervous.
Oh my god. I'm so embarrassed.
I want to hear Aaron.
I want to hear more sluggers. Weirdly interesting.
You know what I mean. You know that as a professional broadcaster, I meant, oh my God, what color am I?
Red.
Oh my God. You know what I meant. I meant nothing.
I remember being so excited for the chocolate razor.
What?
That's a good one.
The razor in general.
Because I feel like that makes you a little younger than me, even. Mm. Right? Like, how do you feel? Like, once they started going like chocolate strawberry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Well, if we're talking phones, this is what I remember about phones. I remember when I needed my parents to pick me up, you go to a payphone and you do the collect call to them. And when it goes, collect call from, and you're supposed to say your name, Michael. You go, movie's over, come pick me up. And then they answer the phone. It's like, collect call from, movie's over, pick me up. And they go, and they hang up. And then they come get you.
And you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, you don't have to pay. you leave a message in the collect call.
I never knew that.
That was a thing that old people did.
But again, don't call and guess his age. That's just mean.
And don't call and talk about nothing. All right. Tell us how old you are without saying how old you are. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, it appears everybody gets this.
Yes, I love it.
It's tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are. I will now admit I was wrong. Apparently people are texting and saying the lobster thing
so
at Walmart.
People.
Yeah. I kind of remember the smell.
Oh. The smell never leaves you,
yeah.
Huh?
Okay. Heck, you don't?
No.
Let's just move on, shall we? Okay. Carolyn?
Yai.
Tell us how old you are without saying it.
Rotary telephones that had no answering machine and a 2-foot cord.
Ooh. I have no concept of when that was.
Did you ever have a rotary phone?
I did. It was my grandma's, but I liked playing with it. And it was functional.
Did you ever have a corded phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you have one of the long cords?
The curly probably. Guy. Went
and
all
then,
the way down.
Like, we had one where I could like basically go halfway down my basement stairs just to get away from my parents and be like, hey, what's going on? Like,
no, yeah. I don't think
so. I was young and I remember it hanging. It was just always get real tangled.
Yeah.
That's what I remember most.
And then you'd have to hold the phone up like a baby on an umbilical cord and let it like.
Yeah.
And let it re-spin, like
our
spin all the.
Corded
like,
phone was in my parents' room and the wireless would be the word was in the living room.
Carolyn, do you want us to guess your age? You want to just leave it right there?
No, you can guess it.
Are we talking like 60?
You are correct. Next month.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice. All right. Baby. Okay. Hey,
Erica's
happy birthday.
On the bold guess, but she's on the board.
Wait for it.
Wait till we read the text about that.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah.
The lobsters were at Super Kmart.
They had them at Super Kmart, too?
Oh, man.
They did over the one that they had in Thornton. I remember taking my kids in there when they were small.
Yeah.
Super Kmart. I forgot even existed.
Yeah. Did people stop eating them? Like, why all of a sudden we don't...
It's just not something you buy often.
I bet it's because a bunch of high school kids bought them.
Yeah, and did stupid stuff.
Yeah,
it's your fault.
No, it's...
Sally?
Hey.
Tell us how old you are without saying how old you are.
I grew up using a party line.
Ooh. A party line?
We had a lot of people call and say party line. That was a big...
Yeah.
We definitely had a party line.
I feel
line.
Like that was something that my sister did, but I don't really know what it is.
It's not what you think it is.
Okay.
It's like we shared phone lines. So like, you know how like you'd be in your house and you pick up the phone and one of your siblings is on
right.
it?
Yeah.
It would be your neighbor.
Oh.
Whoa.
No way.
And you're like, hey, are you going to be on there long?
I think Slacker should take the guess at the on this one.
That upped my guess a little bit.
Yeah.
I had a number in mind and now it went up.
Do you think she's older than the last person?
Should we ask her?
I don't. I think, do you want us to guess your age?
Sure.
I'm going to say 48.
Nope.
55.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I love the exacts.
Damn.
Yep.
Okay.
Party line phone. And that's what it was, right? You'd pick up your phone and the neighbors are just chatting with somebody.
Yep. And you could either be creepy and listen or hang up and try again.
I would have been creepy and listen.
Thank you for the call. There was another thing you could do. You guys don't have any idea you're never going to understand what I'm saying, but like you could get on your phone and like halfway hang it up and then pick it back up and it would kind of click you into other people's conversations.
What?
If there was like a way to like hold your phone, it was weird. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
So you weren't even safe on the phone.
No, you weren't. Cheryl?
Yay!
Tell us how old you are without saying how old you are.
I'm so old, I used to shop at Woolworths.
At where?
Woolworths. I that's definitely my parents' thing, but I remember they existed. It was like, do you guys remember catalogs?
Yeah,
like the...
Woolworths was one of the big cat. There was like... Sears, JCPenney, and Woolworths, and maybe Montgomery Ward's.
Land's End.
So you're young. You're too.
Got it.
Man. Do you want us to guess, Cheryl?
Sure.
Okay.
She's so bright and cheery.
I've already...
Are you 100?
Oh, my gosh. You said it was your parents' thing.
I'm going to say she's in the wheelhouse of the last two.
I was thinking 52.
No.
Oh, dang it.
Older or younger?
Younger.
Because
Woolworth stayed around for a little while. They didn't go... Mm. It was like Kmart, how it hung on. Like,
how old?
They
closed in 97.
Oh, they
closed in 97. No wonder we don't remember. Yeah.
Okay, but then you're 42.
There you go, exactly on the head.
Oh my God, okay. So thrilling.
Nailing it. It is kind of thrilling.
42 is like just not that much older than us.
It's not. It's definitely not older than us. Laura.
Yay.
Tell us how old you are without saying how old you are.
I remember getting three-way calling pranked by my friend.
Ooh.
That's,
I feel like I remember that too a little bit, right?
For sure.
It's going to be around your guys' age, but maybe just a skosh older.
Because Did you want us to guess, Laura?
Sure.
Go for it.
I'll go 39.
Hmm? Yeah, I was going to go 36.
Wait, was it 39?
It's 38.
38!
Price is Right rules, though. You don't get it. Yeah. I do. Thank you, Laura.
You should have just lied, Laura.
Debbie.
Yay.
Tell us how old you are without saying how old you are.
Gas was 25 cents a gallon when I started driving.
Zero concept of... I do remember it being around a dollar.
Wow.
At some point. I remember going, if you have $5, you got five gallons. Like, it was like,
right.
It was like, you know what I mean? There was no conversion.
I do feel like, I remember, like, for my parents, it was like $1.50. And now.
When did it get bad? I don't remember.
Since we all started driving.
But 25 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Do you want us to guess your age, Debbie?
I've got to guess.
71.
Okay. Go ahead. What?
71?
Yep.
She just said that, though.
No, that was always going to get
She
guess.
Just said it. That doesn't count as a guess.
You guys, I was going to get it.
I was going to guess 100 again.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.